Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Question number 6 to develop your safety excellence strategy. What supports or conflicts with your ability to succeed? Do you have snipers or support? My military experience taught me it's a bad idea to get surprised by sniper fire. You want to be prepared. You have to identify where danger lies before it gets you and minimizes the possibility of being ambushed. This analogy works well within an organization as a strategy is created to improve safety. What do conditions on the ground look like? Are you going to be shot at by snipers or supported in your strategic purpose? When creating a strategy and execution plan across a multi-year time horizon, it is vital to review the landscape and try to identify what will work with or against you and your choices before you begin to act on them. One client chose to focus on a belief that data proved important to change. For most events, behavioral solutions were found to be the greatest control point opportunity for prevention, not conditions or tooling or equipment changes. Cultural data also proved most people didn't feel the events were preventable. This particular client used the term injuries for incidents that hurt a person and accidents for events that involved vehicles. The belief they wanted to establish was that all injuries and accidents can be prevented. However, when we arrived at this question in the strategy development process, snipers or support, we identified that the client communicated non-preventable vehicle accident rates. Imagine the loss of credibility if a leader said, "We want you to believe that all injuries and accidents are preventable. Now, this month, our non-preventable vehicle accident rate is..." Another client chose to establish a common belief that safety is just as important as production. They had just finished creating a comprehensive system for rewarding and recognizing individuals and teams for meeting well-thought-out leading indicators that support the strategy. However, when arriving at this question, they discovered that the board of directors had recently announced that safety rewards and recognition bonuses would not be paid out if EBITDA numbers were not met. EBITDA stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. This required a discussion with the powers that be, and the board's decision was reversed before damaging the success of culture transformation efforts. These additional questions will help you answer this question in your strategy development process. Who are the influencers? Who are you ignoring? How will you minimize resistance? Do goals get in the way of performance improvement, and how? What's undiscussable, the proverbial elephant in the room? What do people have difficulty understanding and why? What gets in the way and why? What cultural or organization issues currently exist? What cultural or organizational synergies are present? How are sub-goals dependent on each other? What are the political realities and how will you test for them? And how will you manage what you can't change? Identifying the snipers and or support mechanisms require reviewing both what is known and unknown. In the opening line of the movie The Big Short, a funny but fake Mark Twain quote is presented as saying, "It ain't what you know that gets you in trouble, it's what you know for sure that just ain't so." For your strategic choices, what supports or conflicts with your ability to succeed? Upcoming articles, and in this situation podcasts, will focus on the 4 remaining questions that must be asked and answered to create your safety excellence strategy.
Sign up to receive our monthly newsletter, which includes our latest published articles, videos, blog, upcoming events, and the popular What's Wrong With This Picture game at proactsafety.com/subscribe.